Well, we're making our way through the Westminster Shorter Catechism. And this evening we're at question and answer 97. And you can find that on page 975 in the back of your hymnal. Page 975. We're at question and answer 97. But I think I'm going to go ahead and read 96 as well. We looked at that last week. Let's read 96 and 97. What is the Lord's Supper? The Lord's Supper is a sacrament wherein by giving and receiving bread and wine, according to Christ's appointment, his death is showed forth, and the worthy receivers are not after a corporal and carnal manner, but by faith made partakers of his body and blood, with all his benefits to their spiritual nourishment and growth in grace. And then question 97, what is required for the worthy receiving of the Lord's Supper? It is required of them that they would worthily partake of the Lord's Supper, that they examine themselves of their knowledge to discern the Lord's body, of their faith to feed upon him, of their repentance, love, and new obedience, lest coming unworthily, they eat and drink judgment to themselves. In our most recent studies, the Catechism has been teaching us about the sacraments. Last week, we were introduced to the Lord's Supper. We learned that when we celebrate the Lord's Supper, we not only remember and show forth Christ's death, but we actually have spiritual fellowship with Christ's body and blood. The bread and cup don't change substance, but Christ is truly present in the supper for our spiritual nourishment and growth in grace. But since the Lord's Supper is communion with the ascended Christ, we have to ask the question, who can worthily partake of this sacrament? And this week's lesson answers that question. First, we can see one of the operative words in this lesson is the word worthy. And by worthy, I have to tell you this, the catechism doesn't mean deserving. A person who can rightly come to and enjoy communion at the Lord's Supper knows he or she doesn't deserve Christ. Your communion table is a means of grace where Christ freely offers himself to his people. But those to whom he offers himself must be able to examine themselves. That is, they need to be able to make certain judgments about their spiritual knowledge and their spiritual condition. And then the catechism actually mentions five things that we need to evaluate or should evaluate before we come to the Lord's Supper. First, a worthy recipient is someone who's able to discern the Lord's body. And what discern means is that they have to understand what was unique about Jesus' body and how he offered it up. They need to understand how his death was different and unique from any other death that's ever taken place in human history. That the giving of his body actually paid the penalty due to us for our sins. For a person to come rightly to the table, they've got to know that his death was an atoning death. That his death was a justice-satisfying death. A worthy participant needs to be able to discern what separates Jesus' death from all other deaths. Second, they have to examine their faith to feed upon him. And what that means is it's not enough to know that Christ gave his body as a ransom payment for sin. They have to know, believe, have faith, trust, embrace that Christ gave his body as a ransom payment for them. They have to know that personally and experientially. Third, they need to be able to discern if there's ongoing repentance in their life. Christians are men and women who grow in their hatred of sin. As we grow in godliness, we necessarily grow in our hatred of sin. And so when a Christian sees sin in their lives, they turn from it, and in the Spirit's power, they want to put that sin to death. Fourth, we grow in our love. We grow in our love for God, and we grow in our love for God's people. And our lives ought to bear witness of that growing love. And then fifth, we discern if there's new obedience in our lives. Are we walking in a way that seeks to order our steps according to Scripture? So those are the five things that will characterize a worthy participant to come to the Lord's Supper. And if someone comes to the covenant meal absent a vibrant Christian life, because that's really what's being described in these five parts, then the person comes unworthily and eats and drinks judgment on themselves. And finally, I want to draw your attention to a word that's not in the catechism. It's the word perfect. Our catechism doesn't say that your faith, your repentance, your love, or your new obedience will be perfect. In fact, we've already learned in the catechism earlier, it'll be far from perfect. Truth is, if we could accomplish any of those things to perfection, we wouldn't need a means of grace. We'd simply need a means of validation. And the Christian life is all of grace. So what we're looking for when we come to the Lord's table are legitimate evidences of all those graces that are mentioned in the catechism. And as I've said before, the reason we fence the table when we celebrate the Lord's Supper, it isn't to protect the table from an unworthy participant. It's to protect a person who would come unworthily and potentially face the Lord's judgment.